AOP standards, fans. Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to your weekly EastEnders podcast, Albert Square After Dark, where we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 4th to the 7th of March 2024. How are you all? Have you had a good week? You may be wondering, why is Ree doing the greeting this week? Well, Rob, can you tell us all why I've been allowed to do the greeting this week?
Been allowed, as though yes. I don't allow, as though I'm such an evil taskmaster that I'm like, no, you have to do the intro.
Hey.
It's Ree's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Happy birthday, Ree.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a birthday. How old are you today, Ree?
21.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You and Sharon Osborne. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so hello, everybody. Welcome to Albert Square After Dark. It's Ree's birthday. And I'm Rob. This is Ree. And I have got Ree a present for her birthday, which I've not let her open until we started recording because I wanted her to open it on camera so you can see. I hope it's worked. That's all I can say. Because you never know with these things, do you? When you design something for somebody on a website, you don't know whether it's going to work or not.
Yeah, that's the issue I had with your present. So shall I open it now?
Am I allowed? Yeah.
Yes, open it now.
Yeah. If you're just listening.
I've got a suspicion.
Yes. If you're just listening, we'll tell you what it is. Don't worry. This is always good for just audio listeners.
Or,
this sort of thing.
Or go on www.youtube.com and have a look.
www. All right, Grandma. go on that internet. I think she likes it.
Drinks are on the house. Ah! You been doing that? I'm actually laughing.
There you go.
That's genius. I was not expecting that.
So,
at all, Rob.
I've got Ree a new mug with two different pictures of Elaine Peacock on it. One side says "Drinks are on the house," and then on the other side, she's laughing. Ah! So that's Ree's new mug. So there we go. Happy
Amazing.
Birthday, Ree!
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Quite all right.
Brilliant.
Quite all right.
Oh, and it's even come with an English tea.
Has it? Oh, that's good.
It's tea, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't get a tea bag from you. I didn't get a tea bag from you, did I? Send me a tea bag.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't get one.
No.
I shall make that when we have a little break in between.
Moon pig, isn't it?
Thank you, that's brilliant. Treats on the ass.
There you go. Every single time. Every single time you have a drink, you'll think of Elaine.
Thank you.
Marvellous.
Brilliant.
That's quite all right. So, hello, everybody. We have got quite the week to discuss. Controversial week, it turned out. People have been kicking off, the actual members of Parliament's kicking off about this week. I haven't had one of these for a while. Like, we haven't had this much controversy since EastEnders went to Ireland and annoyed the Irish. Remember that all those years ago? Yes. Well, now we've managed to piss off the people of Milton Keynes. I don't know how. But we'll talk about that later, won't we, Ree?
Yes, we shall.
Yes.
Yes, we shall talk about that in this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right then, ladies and gents, let's kick off this week's discussion after what probably may be the most chaotic opening we've ever done. it was great. Right, we'll start off by talking about Denzel, his, did I not call this, Ree? Can I just say, if you weren't
watching
this week, I officially 100% called where this plot was going. It has been confirmed, so I can say this. It's been confirmed by the actual show, and they've done one of their little tweets with a picture of Denzel to explain the big, long storyline, that Denzel is going to have a steroid addiction as he goes forward with this kind of story that he's got about being addicted to the gym and wanting to build his muscles up and everything. And we kind of got a big hint as to where this was going this week. Now, we were a bit unsure. We were talking about this before we started, about what exactly he ordered offline. We went on Google. We were still a bit unsure. Anabolic supplements he's ordered online.
Yes.
Now, I don't think they're quite the same as steroids, are they?
No, this is what we're saying, because you associate the word anabolic with steroids, but it didn't say steroids.
It
And if
said
he's
anabolic
ordering it
supplements.
online,
Yeah.
because obviously steroids you can only get prescribed, so
Yeah.
surely you can't order steroids online like that. So it's
although
a legal similarity of some
yeah, although
kind.
I would argue that there is possibly another case that would say that if he's ordering these things from like any website ever, like they can sell them how they like, they can market them how they like. If they say anabolic supplements, that's not actually directly calling them steroids, is it? And they can have anything in them.
Possibly, yeah. Surely they've got ingredients. I think there's certain standards, though, that you have to meet if you're selling things online, like have a full ingredients list and stuff, surely.
You'd think,
anyway.
But so anyway, these supplements that he's ordered, they are definitely going to lead to steroids, even if these aren't steroids.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're very much like an opening to steroids at the very least, aren't they? So this is going to get very, very dark very, very quickly. And he's already sort of lying to get the money for them. So I think he's already in a situation where he knows that he shouldn't be ordering these.
Or someone would disapprove if he's, you know, says what the money's for at the very least. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's getting absolutely obsessed with this now, and no more demonstrated by the fact that he wanted to post a video online because this guy that he's following online. So this is another thing that I predicted, and I'm really pleased that they're doing it, was bringing in the social media aspect of it. So he posts himself, like, doing this video, Nugget's filming him, and Nugget, I think, literally just gets bored and goes, I can't be asked to do this anymore, and then just posts the video before Denzel's ready, because Denzel's up for a whole day's filming. Denzel turned into me when we were filming our trailer. I was just like, no, that's not enough. No, I just turned into Alfred Hitchcock. I was like, no, we need another angle. I need to do this for much longer. And Nugget's like, no, screw that. We'll just post that.
Yeah,
and
can relate, Nugget.
Yeah, and he gets just a load of, but yeah, it's basically abuse online, isn't it? Because people are so brave behind their keyboards, aren't they? They really, really are. They wouldn't. It's one of the things about the internet, and I sound like a 78-year-old when I say this, but it's one of the things about the internet that really winds me up, that nobody is ever brave enough to say what they want to say, like saying what they're saying when they're not behind a keyboard.
It's also kids. You throw kids into the mix as well, who,
it's a cruel,
you know, don't. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, poor Denzel.
But
like,
it's enough. It's enough.
I don't think it's just a good idea, full stop, to post anything like that personally. Because
the thing is,
unfortunately, you're going to get comments.
Yeah, I mean, we know this to a lesser extent, that, you know, we might have 100 nice comments and then one nasty comment sort of sticks in your brain more than anything else, doesn't it? So
yeah.
if you get more and more comments like that, it really affects your mental health. It definitely does. So I'm glad that they're really looking into the impact of social media, especially on a young, impressionable 15-year-old. Like, that stuff is, your brain is so fragile to that sort of thing, I think, when you're a teenager. Not fragile, but you're more sensitive to that sort of thing, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's all about fitting in and everything, isn't it? And it were already getting obsessed before. Then he's got the comments on top now. So that's it, isn't it?
So now he's really pushing himself.
Ivana seems to fancy him still, doesn't she? You know, that's how she were about it. Yeah, I'm sure she was she said something and Nugget were like, all right, chill out. Chill out.
That's inappropriate.
Look, all right to me.
So that's still
to come, I think.
Well, Ivani's a bit of a flirt, isn't he? Don't forget that when Ivani first arrived on the square, she was immediately flirting with Martin. So
that is part of
that is kind of very down. That's very on brand for Ivani.
On brand.
Yeah. So I'm kind of worried about where this is going. I'm very pleased that this storyline is happening officially, because Denzel's great. And Jaden, who plays him, is great. So I'm really, really pleased to sort of see him taking center stage. It's, again, another time for the kids of the square to really sort of take center stage and show us what they can do. The supporting characters around are going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to sort of seeing Nugget's role in this as well. Like, how is he going to be around Denzel? I think those two are going to clash quite a lot from here on in, because I think steroids kind of really mess with your moods as well, don't they?
Yeah, because it's when we were just Googling
testosterone.
Testosterone. So it's gonna. It may, like, people are known for getting aggy, aren't they? That means aggressive to any people listening overseas that may not know what that means.
Yes.
But Rob asks me to explain. So I think people get
not
aggy.
On your birthday.
So it might start. So who knows? Him and Nugget, like you say, it might have an effect on their friendship, I reckon, and maybe Nugget will figure it out. I reckon it might cause some friction between Ivani and Nugget, because I'm telling you, I couldn't imagine Ivani being like, oh yeah, you look way good,
well,
way better now, Denzel.
Yeah, I can see this actually going, because if he starts getting quite arrogant with it as well, I can see him sort of like pushing Amy aside and seeing if that Avani fancies him. And it's just going to mess up all his relationships. It's going to mess up all his family. It's going to mess up. It's not going to end well. It really, really
Do you
isn't.
think they're surely not going to have this storyline for long? Because, like, have they written it in because Jaden's doing something to build muscles in real
I
life?
don't
Because
think
obviously he's
so.
not going to build, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean,
Show that he's actually.
Jaden's not an unfit-looking bloke in real life anyway. So
No, I
it's
just wondered if they're going to try and somehow make him, look like he's on steroids, basically.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
Do you know
maybe.
what I
I don't.
mean?
I don't know. It depends how
It'd be
far
quite
they're going to
hard to
take
do,
it.
wouldn't it?
Yeah, just like they do when a lady's pregnant. They're just gonna have him wearing t-shirts and put loads of pregnancy globes on his muscles, like Popeye.
Yeah,
Yes,
there
there you
you
go.
go.
I'm very intrigued to sort of see how far they're gonna go with this. It's gonna be quite a sad one, but I think actually quite an important story to look at sort of what teenagers are dealing with online, the pressures of the social media world, and this isn't just comments on online. This is TikTok. This is Twitter. This is all the other websites that I've never heard of that exist that I. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. He, like we said earlier, he lied to Yolandi. I'm really enjoying the relationship between Denzel and Yolandi as well. Like the whole auntie and Yolandi thing is it's really, really nice. I did think that I don't know why Yolandi felt that she had to get in touch with Howie in order to lend Denzel 50 quid. I'm not quite sure about it. Sorry, Yolandi's literally like, I ain't paying a penny towards this kid while you're away.
Well, maybe that is an agreement they've got, to be fair. And maybe it's like, if it comes, maybe Howie said, if it's over 25 quid, check with me first, something like
Maybe.
that. I don't know. But I did think that because I was like, I'm sure these days you like parents get emailed about school trips and stuff. So surely Howie could just check his emails and be like, well, that sounds like bull to me. So no, but obviously not.
Yes,
He's
and
too busy on cruising,
he's having a great
entertaining. He's like,
time
there's 50. There you
playing with
go. Crack on.
mermaids and ventriloquist people that
God,
use their dolls for actual ventriloquist situations. Yeah, it's far too busy. So there we are. We'll see where this goes. Bring it on, I say. This is an important story. I'm excited.
Another little thing that we saw part of this
Yes.
was a very small clip of Jade, who's obviously wearing, is it the oxygen she's got in her nose? Did you notice?
Oh yes, yeah, she did have that back in, didn't she? But I don't
Yeah,
know whether
so that
that's
implies that Dean's still not giving her her meds, maybe. I don't know.
yes, that's what
Is
yeah
that
that
still
kind of
going
that
on?
kind of, yeah well yeah that kind of went over my head actually. It was quite a little subtle moment of just like, yeah, she's getting worse again if she needs her oxygen again. So yeah, no,
Well,
that's a good point.
they said last week she needed her oxygen, so I'm assuming that she's not getting much better or she's
Well,
still
she's getting
on
worse
it.
because she's
But
not having any medication, is she? So she's just going to continue going downhill. Watch this space with that. Right then, ladies and gents, let's talk about the next story. Before we go off to Milton Keynes and talk about everything that kicked off there, because my goodness me, is there a discussion to be had about Milton Keynes? We'll briefly discuss George. So Gina wants to buy him a holiday to Jamaica, wants to kind of get him away from everything. And obviously George is kind of feeling a little bit sensitive about the country of Jamaica, so he kind of is angry about it, isn't he? He's really not in a good place with this whole thing, understandably so. So the court case is approaching, and I think Gina sort of just wants to sort of chill him out and get him away from it all, but he's not interested, is he?
I mean, to be fair, I'd also be a bit peeved that you've just got a credit card and spent 5 grand and expect you to just pay it back. Like, she could have checked first
It would have been
before just
nice,
buying
Oh, you know,
flights, right?
that money that you got off the bar. I've just spent thousands of pounds on that for us all to go to Jamaica on a lovely
But
holiday.
do you know
Aren't you
what?
pleased? Mate, no.
They don't seem to be doing bad at Queen Vic with that money, because then they went out shopping and I thought, blooming heck.
Well, they've got the money from the bar, haven't they?
They're
That's
obviously,
probably
I know.
where they got it from.
I did think that, but even still, all drinks on the house that Elaine keeps giving away as well won't help, will
That
it?
won't help. That won't help at all. No. So Cindy kind of gets involved then. Obviously, the George and Cindy affair is literally moments away.
Rob, I think you've been saying it since they came back.
Since Cindy arrived on the square.
Yeah.
Still not happened. They're definitely prolonging this for as long as they possibly can. It's coming, but one day. And Cindy is, because I think Cindy knows the most details about it. Like Elaine sort of now knows what's going on, but I think like Cindy feels like she's more emotionally attached to it than Elaine is. And I think I think in Elaine's case, it's more about like competing with Cindy rather than sort of being the pillar of support that George needs, really, isn't it?
But given Elaine's nature and character, you can see why she's doing that.
Yes.
It's George's fault for not sharing it with Elaine. But that week when he found out and went to Eddie and Gloria's, I feel like she proved herself that she could be there for him.
She was really sensitive about it. I think the thing is with Elaine, deep down, she knows that Cindy is a real problem for her and George's
his
relationship.
Lobster,
and his lobster. What does that mean?
It's a friend's thing.
Oh, all right then.
She's his lobster.
Oh, I see. I'm with you now. Yeah, I get what you mean now. Right. So, what's that got to do with those lobsters that they have in the bath?
Nothing to do with them.
Right. Okay, I got you now. So yeah, she knows that. I think that Cindy could win George back quite easily, and I feel like she wonders if George is literally just kind of trying to battle his inner emotions about it. And I don't think she's that far off, to be honest, is she?
No, well, I don't know, because then when he invited her around for Mother's Day, he always invites Ian.
Yeah, why does he keep doing that? Yeah, I know, but he's only doing that because he has to.
It's a partner, isn't it? And did you notice when Cindy and Ian went in for that drink and Ian was like, oh, yeah, it's an aphrodisiac. And Cindy, you could just see a cringe.
Yeah, and then like he wanted a red wine because it was an aphrodisiac. And then Cindy goes, two white wines, please.
Oh, I didn't notice that she has white wine.
Yeah, two white wines, she said. So yeah, she's got no interest in sort of getting a frisky Ian humping her leg. So both of them are just sort of battling these inner feelings, I think. They're dying to rip each other's clothes off, and it's only a matter of time.
Is it, Rob?
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. I've been saying this for months. Gene wants to basically go and see them to see their Uncle Rupert. It's not like an actual uncle, but just like a mate that they...
Family friend.
George has had for ages, so they call him Uncle, who now lives in Jamaica. And the whole Jamaican thing is just really, really kind of playing on George's mind. And I wonder whether he is going to be like, we don't know when this court case is. I don't think it's very far away, is it?
Oh, yeah, that is. They've not said when this holiday's booked for either, have they?
Well, ASAP, I would presume. I think the idea was that George isn't in the country when the court case is kicking off. I think is the plan, just to sort of keep him away from it. But then he'd be too distracted to enjoy the holiday anyway, wouldn't he?
You'd think. I got the impression that it was before the court case so that he could have time to relax and then they'll be back for it. But I don't know.
Either way, it ain't happening because George is sort of... Well, is it going to happen though? Because he's now sort of changed his mind, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think they're going. I think it's a good reason for them all to have a little breakaway. The nights as they were and everything.
Is this literally just going to leave Linda in charge of the pub though? That seems unwise. That seems unwise given her current state.
That is a very good point. Maybe Elaine won't go with them then.
She will.
She will.
Of course she will. Elaine's not going to stay behind while the rest of them have a holiday. She's going with
that
them.
So
of course
true.
She is.
She was already talking about a new wardrobe, weren't she?
She's already plotting the different bikinis she's going to wear in Jamaica. Yeah.
Oh, you game, are you, George? That's all I need to know. Let's not have a discussion about all your roots and your heritage and all that. Do I get a new wardrobe? Ah, brilliant. I'm there.
Perfect. She's there. Right. So, yeah, we'll see how the whole holiday stuff and plans out. I'm looking forward to getting back to this storyline properly, actually, because we are going to see Gloria and Eddie again because they are still filming stuff that was revealed on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that a director tweeted that he'd worked with them. So they're still filming stuff. So I'm excited to see them both again and sort of continue this story. So we'll see how it goes. Talking of holidays, Ree, shall we pack ourselves off to Milton Keynes for 2 days /5 weeks and compress it all into the space of half an hour? Shall we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to go to Milton Keynes. So we went to Milton Keynes this week to visit Bianca. Nice to see Bianca. I really enjoyed seeing Bianca. She had
same. Love Bianca.
You are a big fan of Bianca, aren't you? Yeah, you really,
Bianca
really like
Stanter.
Her.
Sorry, kids do it like this now. The love heart, something like that.
We wouldn't know because you're old now, Reed. Your birthday,
you're
21st. Yeah, sure. So Whitney and Zach arrive in Milton Keynes to visit Bianca, and the first thing we see of Bianca, which I quite like, was her chucking Terry stuff out over the balcony. Bianca.
Of course.
I thought she was very, very Bianca this week. I did enjoy Bianca's characterization. I thought they wrote Bianca quite well.
I love Bianca, so I can't say a bad word about our Bianca. No. I'll be honest with you.
It does seem, however, that the Milton Keynes episodes have not hit the mark that they wanted it to. Like, a lot of people have been kicking off about the Milton Keynes episodes, and I liked the Milton Keynes episodes, but I think the problem that I had with them was that Whitney getting hit by the car had absolutely zero impact on the story.
Well, are we going there already then? Are we just going to talk?
Yeah, we may as well.
Right. I liked Monday's episode. Like,
yes.
Surprisingly,
so did I really enjoyed
really liked
episodes.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tuesday, I was just annoyed. And it wasn't because they were in Milton Keynes. It was, and that, you know, we were on location and anything to do with that. It was more to do with the plot. And it's like, she got hit by a car. They're all acting like she got clipped. Well, she went over at Bonnet from what
she
I
proper,
saw.
Like,
right?
She like
rolled
Danielle
over.
Did, like, she had the same sort of effect as Danielle did when she went flying over.
Yeah. In fact, I dare say Danielle got hit much
softer.
Less speed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Slower, I
think
it's what
you're looking for. Slower.
There you go, slower.
A touch slower speed.
That's the word you're looking for.
So they're all like, and then everything's fine with Whitney. And I'm like, all right, okay. Well, she's gone to hospital. They've checked her over. The next thing, we're just back on estate again. Like, literally, seeing Whitney in hospital and then she'll back on estate. I rewound it. I'm like, have I missed something here? That felt quite clumsy.
Yeah, if you were taken out Whitney getting hit by a car, the entire Milton Keynes plot, I don't think, would have been affected whatsoever. It was literally just the cliffhanger from episode to episode.
Yeah, that is so true. Like, the only thing I can think is you can go, oh, no, look, something drastic really did happen when Whitney tried to go and help Britney. And Zach's got a right to be annoyed. But you could get hit by a car at any time, really.
Yeah, and I don't feel like, you know, I'm pleased that she didn't lose the baby, because that would have been insane.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'm glad that didn't happen. But at the same time, like, so
also,
that didn't happen.
Bother?
The baby's fine. Whitney's fine. She was walking around quite happily about, you know, 10 minutes into the episode again. So it made no difference to the actual plot of the story whatsoever.
Like, a Seth for Zach to be extra annoyed and go, well, look what happened when you tried to get involved. You got
hit
by
but
a
then
car.
Even that,
but
like,
even still. Yeah.
Even that, like, you know, it was still, the plot of the story was basically Whitney putting Britney first.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the idea was that Zach was supposed to see it as you're putting Britney so far first that you are not, that you're prepared to, you know, be in this situation where you're getting hit by a car over the safety of our baby. All right, so I don't know, something about that kind of didn't land properly, I don't think. But Britney is obviously this kid that we met on Bianca's estate. I love how Bianca, I think, actually has fallen further than when we last saw her. Like, it's...
I know. Well, probably because Terry's left, so she's on one income, presumably.
Well, they were both living...
Well,
they were both living there, though, weren't they? So it's not like either of them had a particularly luscious lifestyle.
Yeah, true, but even more so now, like, obviously... Do you know what, though? I absolutely love how they wrote in Bianca being a proper salt of the earth kind of mum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got milk in the fridge that she's had to buy, that little, you know, that were going off because she's trying to save money.
Yeah.
But she's still feeding kids on estate some chicken nuggets and chips. Like,
yeah.
you can't fault people like that. I absolutely love Bianca.
Do you know what? This is the thing, and I think this will lead us into. I mean, have you seen this? Someone's that, like, people have been kicking off about the portrayal of Milton Keynes. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. I'm intrigued by this. Rob told us, and
wait
we
till
said,
you
see let's say,
wait till
inform
you hear
me
this.
On air, because I've not heard anything about this.
So,
So
according to BBC News, okay, so I'll just read some of this. MP says depiction of Milton Keynes in EastEnders is, quote, out of order. All right, wait till you hear this. An MP has said that the way Milton Keynes has been portrayed in EastEnders was out of order. On Monday, the character of Bianca Jackson, played by Patsy Palmer, returned to screens in scenes set in her home, Milton Keynes. One viewer who has lived in Milton Keynes since the 1970s says they've chosen my city, my home, as a place to depict as being a slum. In one scene, a child character living in Milton Keynes was described as not being in school and instead roaming the estate, carting drugs around and eating out of bins. Shortly afterwards, an argument began and a brick was thrown across through a window by Bianca. Ben Everett, the MP for Milton Keynes North, said he was unhappy with the portrayal, but the Conservative MP said he would be contacting producers of the programme to suggest writing another storyline about some of the brilliant parts of Milton Keynes. I'm quite positive about Milton Keynes, and I want them to show the good side as well. Like every city, we've got parts that aren't as good as the others, but the characterisation is completely out of order. And he just goes on and on and on about this. And now, is it me, or could the council estate have been anywhere in the world? It's not like they were saying, oh, well, you know what those council estates in Milton Keynes are
they
like.
They didn't open Monday's episode and go, to everyone at home, by the way, this represents the entire of Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Like you say, it could have been anywhere in the country. It just so happened to be a council estate in Milton Keynes.
But that's like saying, oh, what an unfair representation of London that's full of murderers and rapists and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, what an unfair representation of Manchester that Coronation Street portrays. You know what I mean? That's all the ridiculous. Or a whole representation of the countryside that Emmerdale portrays. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
no,
that,
I agree.
It was
Shameless.
A council
people
estate.
In
like,
Manchester don't say, like, you know, that Shameless represented Manchester, do they?
Like, you might have a point if you were maybe using the argument that it was an unfair portrayal of people that live on council estates. You could possibly have an argument there. But even then, I would say, I don't think that's right, because when you've got a character like Bianca, who is kind of feeding someone else's kids, like, that's camaraderie. Like, the camaraderie that they have in councillors, I know people who live in council estates, and they often say to me, like, that's a really common thing. Like, the people will just look after each other's kids, and like the camaraderie there, the drama there. Like, I'm telling you what, I'd quite happily see that as a pilot for a spin-off, because I'd love to see a soap opera set on a council estate.
Yeah, same. I agree. And you know, you often see that, don't you? People who are less off, let's say, are a lot more kind to other people as well, because
they know
they help
what struggling's like.
Yeah, exactly.
And Brittany is a kid that has really got a rough life. Like, so she's got Keely, her mum, who is a drug addict, who's with this other bloke called, I think, Vince, I think his name was. Who is quite creepy and sort of reminded Whitney of Tony, I think. And just was you can't expect to, like, obviously a kid isn't going to grow up being able to grow up well in that sort of environment, and Keely is the sort of mother who just locks the kids out of the household so she can get high on drugs, doesn't feed them, so they're eating out of bins, they're not going to school, and Bianca is basically looking after the kids. Like, they'll go around to her house and she will give them the last of her chicken nuggets to feed these kids, because that's the sort of person Bianca is, and I got that completely. Like, that is the reality of living on a council estate, that you will see people that are even worse off than you and help them. Like, where is the unfair portrayal in that? I don't get it.
I think move on. Like, it weren't saying that this is the entire of Milton Keynes. It was just saying, here's a little part of Milton. This just so happens to be in Milton Keynes. Yeah. Like you say, if it could have been anywhere in the country, so get over yourself, Milton Keynes. If anything, you're making us think it even more now, because you're being so defensive. So chill out.
So now we've got the entirety of Milton Keynes after us as well. Marvellous. Happy birthday. We'll move on. So, so I don't quite get what that was, what Milton Keynes are kicking off about, because I think that's ridiculous. But meanwhile, there was other things to contend with, the fact that I did not think this was a great week for Zach. I don't think
that... No, it was quite an uncharacteristic week for Zach as well. In some respects, not all of it.
Get kind of where he's coming from, but I feel like I think Whitney sort of nailed it when she turned around and was just like, all right, so this fostering thing was just a sort of a stopgap, was it, until I got pregnant?
And
that's
see,
kind of how he's portraying it, really. That's how it's coming across, really, isn't it? That Zach was just sort of like, I've no interest in fostering whatsoever now you're pregnant.
See, I feel like we knew that anyway, though, with Zach. Like, he weren't really that bothered about the fostering, let's be honest.
Yeah, but he got quite attached to Ashton, didn't he? So he was enjoying that.
Not like Whitney, though.
No.
Remember when it would come to saying goodbye, he went out
no,
and
it's
got
true.
drunk
He
with Martin,
went out and
didn't
got
he?
pissed. So actually, this is kind of
Well, I'm
sticking
going to
with
say
that theme,
something
was that.
controversial here.
Oh, God. Right, go on then. I'm
It's my
scared.
birthday. He can't
Yeah,
cancel me
you
on
can
my
say what you like.
birthday.
Yeah, go on.
No, I kind of saw Zach's point as well, though.
Okay.
Right? I'm not saying he went out of line because there were quite a few times where I was like, I can't believe that you just said that,
Yeah, he was
Zach. Like,
100% out of line.
he
Yeah,
said something to Whitney about, oh, is it your therapy? And I thought, I'm surprised she hadn't just kicked him out and said, we're over for that comment. But I do see like the timing of it isn't great for him, is it? Let's be real. Like you have got a baby on the way. Whitney's already got. I would have, if I was Zach, I would have took it from a this is going to cause you stress whilst you're pregnant kind of angle, which he didn't really say. It was just about I don't want to foster. But I did see his point as well. I did think, Whitney, is this now the time to be doing this?
Well, I
Really?
think the thing is,
But I
Britney
know
sees.
Whitney's personality, so I know that, you know.
Yeah, and the simple fact of the matter is that Whitney sees Britney as
I don't.
herself. Like, she sees it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they
Yeah.
couldn't have put it much more on the nose, could they? Like, they're calling the kid
No,
Britney. Oh my God, we've
literally.
even got similar names. We're literally the same.
Yeah.
Like, they are the same kid, effectively.
Yeah.
Like, because if you remember,
Yeah.
we met Deborah at one point a few years back, and she was, I think it was, I want to say Deborah was an alcoholic, but it might have been drugs, I can't quite remember. But she was basically a useless mother who was using Whitney to sort of, you know, for her own advantage, basically, and had been as awful a mother, effectively, as Keely was, which is how Bianca came into
Yeah.
Whitney's life. So there is those sort of connections there. So
Parallels.
I get where Whitney's coming from, and I think that Whitney has become more sensitive towards kids in recent months for understandable reasons. So I get it. I really, really do get it. I thought that Zach was not entirely likable in places this week. Like, I would have thought that he would have been a lot more supportive about what Whitney was going through, and he kind of just seemed to be throwing a tantrum a lot of the time.
Yeah, he was throwing a tie. That this is what I mean. It's the way that he went about things. Like, I think he's got a fair point in not wanting to foster a child at this exact moment when your partner's 7 months pregnant. I'm not gonna lie, I agree. But then just be a bit more sensitive about it, though, or say maybe a compromise could have been reached. Like, all right, maybe for a month or so, but you know, after that, I think it might be wise for us to focus on this or whatever else. But he was just very no, stop getting involved. And like you said, throwing a tantrum, weren't he, for most of the week?
What did you think about the whole 5 weeks thing? Did that work for you?
Yes and no, because we don't normally see that kind of thing in soap. But I understand why they did it. At first, I were a bit like, they kept breaking the fourth wall a little bit for me when they were doing
Right.
it. So I
Okay,
was
yeah.
like, oh, okay, oh, all right, yeah, I'm watching a TV show that 5 weeks. Do you know what I mean? But on the whole, no, it worked. I understand why they did it. The only other way that they could have done it is showing us clips in the past 5 weeks every so often of
Yeah, I
Whitney
didn't
and Brittany
mind
getting
it.
to know each other, which they could have done, to be
Yeah,
fair.
I think some
But
people weren't
yeah.
too keen on that. I got it. I kind of quite enjoyed it. And to be honest with you, I thought Monday's episode was like the if you asked me to paint you a picture of what EastEnders is about, I kind of thought that I would draw you a picture of a heavily pregnant woman in hooped earrings banging on the door of a woman that she barely knows to start a war. I thought that kind of image in itself was quintessentially EastEnders down to a T. So I thought there was a lot of classical elements to EastEnders in that Monday episode. And then, like we say, the kind of I think it all sort of went a little bit downhill after she got hit by the car because it was sort of
I think that's when it were for
I
me
think
as
that's when
well.
the
I
problems
liked Monday's
started.
episode. It were quite kitchen sink dramery in a lot of
Yeah,
places, Monday's
really, really kind
episode.
of
Like, and quite
gritty.
literally as well when they were in the kitchen and, you know.
I really gritty. I liked the actress who played Keely. I thought she was suitably horrific. Like, I think she worked really, really well. And she's basically turned around to Whitney and said, "Yeah, you're right. I take this kid off my hand. I don't want her. I screw her brother, who's now apparently gone to live with her dad. I forget about the
Yeah.
brother, but just Britney." But Britney, Taylor Swift, Whitney—they're going to be a great little, they could be a great little trio, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
So that's basically now persuaded Whitney to foster Britney.
Yeah.
They have a meeting with someone from social services who sort of like was the, I don't know whether this was realistic or not. Some people on our Facebook group said it wasn't. I kind of was like, well, given the options that they had of this mother who's been arrested for drugs possession and who clearly isn't looking after her daughter, and you've got some two people that are sort of registered as foster parents, why wouldn't you just kind of, if anything, to clear the log jam of the amount of kids that they have to deal with, like, why would you not just be like, yeah, that works. Like, if you're registered, we'll do a few checks on you, but other than that, knock yourselves out with Brittany, right?
Why? What would people? What did people say was
They thought it wasn't
unrealistic? Was it
real.
a
They thought it
time
wasn't.
frame or
Well, they thought it
something?
wasn't realistic that Brittany and Zach would be able to say, no, we'll do it. I
Whitney and
think
Zach.
they, yeah.
Why not? Like you said, they're registered foster parents. Yeah, like maybe the
I thought that
timings
was.
and the logistics, but not
Yeah, yeah,
everything is realistic
but
in
that's a
soap, is
soap, isn't
it?
it? Yeah,
Whatever.
that's a
Yeah,
soap,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah. The other thing I quite enjoyed was the scene in the school. They were talking about ghost children. Never heard of this.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. I
Never.
thought that was good. I liked that. Again, some people was just like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think it's been quite a contentious week for a lot of people. Like, some people have been saying, yeah, I know that was good, and then other people have been just didn't like a single second of it.
It did feel a bit like we were being lectured and it was like, oh, we want to teach you something
See,
today.
I didn't feel
But
it like that. Yeah.
I enjoyed learning
Yeah.
about it, so I'm not fussed. I was like, oh, right, okay,
I
that's a
think that's a
thing, ghost
difference, isn't
children,
it? I think that's a
interesting.
I mean, yeah, Ghost Children's a great title for something. That sounded like the Doctor Who episode. I quite like that. There's nothing
Awful
I'd.
though, like to think
Yeah.
like you forget, because I've been thinking a lot actually about the pandemic and how it's affected
The
like to me,
education, yeah.
2019 was last year. But you don't think about how it's affected like kids, because that
Wasn't even last year, mate. It
four or
was last
five years for
decade.
I know. And thinking about how that's affected like children who are growing up, like 3 years to a kid is so much longer than it is to us,
Oh
isn't
yeah,
it? So that's
100%. Yeah.
crazy to think that there's kids who were just in school and then just never went back again,
Yeah.
and no one knows what they're doing. That's yeah.
And that's a real issue, that why shouldn't they cover it? And like, especially after the pandemic, like the education sort of kids has been absolutely wrecked because they had so much time off school and some kids just didn't go back, you know. And I
Yeah.
think that is an important issue to sort of, it's not like they made a whole storyline out of it. They literally just sort of
I
told us
just
that
mentioned it,
they
yeah.
mentioned it and told us a little bit about it and told us what that's what went on. I thought it was really interesting. I think the difference between feeling lectured to and actually enjoying a little, let's call it, educational aspect of an episode was that if you didn't know about it, it's kind of quite interesting. So you don't feel like you're being lectured to, maybe. And I didn't know anything about this, so
No,
I thought
I
it was kind of
didn't.
interesting. But yeah, so after that, so Zach basically takes his ball home and goes back to Walford. Leaves Whitney. God, it's gonna
Oh,
go. Go on.
he's also somewhat annoyed Whitney along the way because he invited Sonia over, and obviously that's kind
Oh
of why
yeah.
Whitney's been in Milton Keynes for so long, isn't it? Because
Well, yeah, one of the
she
reasons,
wants
because she
Sonia
wanted
to know,
to, yeah,
kind
she
of.
wanted to avoid, yeah, because Whitney is very pregnant now.
Yeah.
Kind of at those 5 weeks, she's ballooned slightly because she's now, what was she, like 18, like quite pregnant.
She said 28 weeks, which are
28
about
weeks,
seven
yeah.
months. Yeah.
So she's quite pregnant now, to the point where Sonia could take one look at her and go, oh, right, you're pregnant. I see. Thanks for letting me know. Do you see where Sonia's coming from in this? Do you understand why she's jealous, effectively? She is jealous. She basically admits to it,
Right.
doesn't she?
Right.
Talk to me
I
about
was
Sonia.
fuming.
Were
I
you?
was
Okay.
fuming about Sonia, right? Initially, while she were in Milton Keynes, and I thought, come on, you've seen what Whitney's been through. Like, fair play to her. Like, let her enjoy being pregnant without feeling guilty
Be
about it.
pleased for your
And
friend,
I was
yeah.
like, that's not cool. But
Well, not
then we went
friend,
back to
but
Albert Square and we saw Sonia talking to Reese, etc. And then I was like, oh, I see Sonia's side actually. And she knows she's aware of her being jealous and she doesn't want to be.
yeah.
And it's very easy to have that view when you're not going through an IVF journey, because I know how intense it can be. Well, I don't know because I've not had to go through it, but I know that for people it's a really intense thing. And having that first disappointment, you hear about it, it's like grief for people. It's almost like they were pregnant and almost like they have had a loss themselves. So I think it were important that they did that when Sonia got back, because then I was like, oh, I actually see a
Yeah.
point. Like, yeah, fair dues actually. But at the start of the week, I was like, all right, Sonia, chill out. You're being well out of order. Let Whitney enjoy it. But Yeah,
I kind of get it. Like, I think that moment where they were sat in Sonia's kitchen doing the pregnancy test, like, Sonia's brain kind of just went back to that moment. It's like, oh, you were pregnant then, were you? Like, and you didn't even think to tell me. Like, it's, I don't know. But I'm glad that they, like you say, I'm glad that they had that moment where they, like, Sonia addressed it and thought, I'm being unreasonable. I know I am, and I don't want to feel like this, but I am jealous and I can't help that at the moment. So I'm glad that she had that moment rather than just being angry and feeling rightfully angry. She had that sort of moment where she's thinking, I don't want to feel like this, and I am
I
pleased for
mean,
at the same time.
I think Whitney should have just told Sonia that she was pregnant earlier on, but I don't think that Sonia can be as mad as she's being about it because, you know what I mean? She was just trying to handle it sensitively with her.
Yeah, and so was Whitney in a lot of ways, wasn't she? Like, she was just trying not to hurt Sonia. I
Well,
think
that's what
Sonia
I'm
gets that.
saying. That's
I
what she
think
was
that,
trying to do.
I do think Sonia gets that. And yeah, I think she'll get over it quite like in time, but I think she's just sort of feeling a little bit sensitive about it. And the fact that they were both trying for children at the same time, you being the one that's kind of left behind, can smart a little
Well,
bit, can't it?
Whitney weren't trying, was she? I think they'd
No, that's the other
accepted that
thing.
she weren't going to have a child they were going to foster, and then it just happened for her. So that's probably another thing for Sonia. Well, you decided you didn't want a child, and then it's happened, and I want one, and it's not happening.
So Zach, like I say, takes his ball home and returns to Walford, and then he just isn't reacting well to any of it. He's kicking off at Ravi, he's getting drunk, he gets drunk with Penny. Penny for reckons I mean Penny, let's talk about Penny for a second, because I think I got the impression, rather, that
I've been waiting to talk to you about Penny, Rob.
I rather got the impression that Penny thought her luck was in with Zach, so she wasn't
Yeah,
bothered.
definitely.
Yeah, she
Yeah, of
did, didn't
course she
she?
did.
She would have
What do
quite
you
happily
think to
started
Penny?
an
I bet
affair.
you love Penny, don't you? I bet you love Penny.
I think she's a fun character to have around the
Okay.
square. Yeah. Why? Did you not think I was going to be happy
I
about
just
it?
I would No, I thought you were. I was just watching it like, I bet Rob loves Penny. I was just thinking
No, I like
like,
Penny.
because I hated her, but I can see why the character's good. Like, I hated what she was trying to
I don't
do.
think she's done enough yet for me to love her, but
Yeah, okay.
I'm enjoying her at the minute. I think there's definitely a place for her on the square, and I'm looking forward to sort of
She's
seeing more of her, but I don't love her yet.
a sly chancer, don't you
Yes.
think? Like,
Yeah.
she's preying on people when she can see the wheat. She's got no, she doesn't seem to have much. What's the word I'm looking for? Come on. Not justice, not right or wrong. She chucked a cousin under the bus with drugs. She didn't think twice about
Conscience.
planting them on Lauren.
Conscience is the word you're looking for.
Conscience. There we go. And then she can see Zach's really upset. He's talking about, the loss of a baby that he had. And she's like, oh, that's so sad. Should
Never
we go
mind.
somewhere a bit
Yeah, no,
quieter?
never mind. Let's go back to mine, make margaritas, and we'll have sex. How about that? I think that pretty much was her plan, wasn't it? Like, so I
Yeah.
think, yeah, I think there's something to watch with young Penny. I think she's going to be a bit of an antagonistic character going forward, so keep an
Yes,
eye on that.
definitely.
I am pleased, however, that Lauren, because he makes a move on Lauren, and I'm very pleased that Lauren told him to bugger off, because I
Yes,
would have been fuming if Lauren had sex with Zach. I would not have been happy, because that would have been a real down point for Lauren's character, I think, if that had happened.
it couldn't have happened anyway. Lauren wouldn't do that to Whitney.
Well, that's what
Like,
I
there's
mean. I'm
no
glad that it
way.
did. But that Zach then spends the rest of the week sort of panicking that Lauren's going to tell Whitney. Do you think she should have told Whitney?
Oh, right. Well, number one, do you think Zach could have done that anyway? Because I'm not sure that he would have tried to make a move on Lauren like he did, if I'm honest.
Oh, what, you think
I
Zach
know
was
that they
acting out of
tried.
character?
Yeah, I think they tried to
I
build it up
don't.
like that, but okay.
I don't think he was out of character. I think we've seen Zach sort of fall off the rails like this before. I think he's one of these people that sort of. No, I don't think it was precisely out of character for Zach. I think, because if you remember with the whole Sam and Nancy thing, like, he slept with Sam when he was with
I was
Nancy.
literally just thinking about Sam and Nancy
So
as you're
that's
saying
happened.
it,
I feel
actually.
like Zach is one of these people that when he's in a difficult emotional situation, it's easier to just run away and shag something, effectively. That's his
Fair.
way
All
of
right.
that's his way of dealing with complicated emotional feelings.
Yeah, I
So
guess he was drunk. I just thought with it were more to do with it being Whitney's best friend than that he'd cheat. But yeah, fair enough.
I'm not saying he was right in doing it, but
Yeah, I know that he was out of character.
I don't feel like it was madly out of character for him at all, actually, no.
Do I think Lauren should have told Whitney? See, initially I was like, as if she wouldn't tell Whitney, like, what are you doing? Girl code, she's your best mate and all that. But then when it actually registered with me when Penny were like, well, she's really pregnant. Do you really want to stress her out? We're like, oh, that's actually a bit trickier than it is on paper, isn't it, really? Like, do you want to be responsible for her getting really stressed when she's pregnant? And he just tried to get, oh, I don't know. But then, arguably, I'm like, well, Whitney's getting herself stressed out about Britney, so she's going to get herself stressed out about that. Maybe you should tell the truth. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, she's gonna presumably find out at some point anyway. I can see Penny telling her, to be honest. Just Penny seems to
Oh,
like,
yeah,
but
I didn't
yeah,
think of that.
I can see that happening. Or maybe, Lauren will feel guilty. I don't think this is the end of the of this little
No.
of this secret. Whitney's gonna find out about it somehow. So how do we now move from here into Whitney's exit, do we think? Right? Presumably the idea is that Whitney's just gonna move to Milton Keynes and live with Bianca and Britney.
Well, that's what I'm assuming. She's going to foster Britney and live with Bianca. Is that
Leave
where
Zach
it's going
when
to
she discovers
be?
this. Leave Zach when she discovers this, and then just sort of move off. And her having
Or
a
it's going to
baby off
be
screen gives Zach an opportunity to have breaks every now and again, and they can just do that.
possibly, because that's what I'm wondering. How are they going to do the co-parenting thing? Is Whitney going to be even more heartbroken because she finds out that Lauren didn't tell her about Zach trying it on with her, so she can't ever possibly go back to the square
She's got
because
nothing to kind of
a
keep her
best friend's
there.
not a best friend anymore. So she's upset Sonia, she's still scared about being upset, you know, all of that. I don't know, yeah. I think it's just gonna be the fostering thing more than
Yeah, I
anything.
think there's if I feel like by the end of the week, it's going to feel like there's more keeping her in Milton Keynes than there is in Walford. And she wasn't that keen on returning to Walford in the first place. I got the impression it was actually more, it wasn't all to do with Sonia. I think she was just feeling quite at home. I think what she needed at that moment was sort of
A mum.
familiarness, you know what I mean? Like it's like familiarness, that's a word. Like familiar surroundings, being around Bianca, sort of being around people like, hello, my dog just came in the room. Just being around people that she cares about, people that care about her, and sort of being mothered while she's mothering somebody else. I feel like she wanted to
Well,
be
I was
part of
just going to
that.
say that's, I personally was like that myself. Like, I want a mum around, so when I were pregnant, so yeah, I
There you
can kind
go.
of see that as well.
Yeah, so it's been
But
a bit of
still,
a.
it's still a bit, yeah.
Do you think it's
I
going to
don't know.
end up
It's
being
still a
a.
bit of a strange one, really.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it kind of plays out. Presumably, I was getting the impression that this week was going to be Whitney's last week, but there is clearly more to play out in terms of her finding out. She's presumably going to return to the square at some point, and then I guess she finds out about what went on with Zach while she was away, and then leaves Zach, and then ups and leaves to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, I reckon that's gonna be it. Yeah, I
That's
think.
about it. Well, there we are.
Or
Oh,
there are after
oh.
effects. Sorry, or there are after effects of the car crash, and we're yet to find them. And you know, she's got a.
I can't see that happening, to be honest, because they properly looked at the baby and were like, yeah, baby's absolutely fine. You're absolutely fine. Off you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
All right.
there we are. Gold star this week, Ree. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give it to, drumroll, Bianca, because I don't think we're going to be
You going
seeing
to
her
do
again for
that?
a while. And you know what? I'm allowed to because it's my birthday and I love Bianca. And I predicted Bianca coming back a day before it got announced. So
In which case,
that's why
then,
I did it.
if we're going to use predictions in terms of giving the gold star out, I'm going to give mine to Denzel.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
Good.
because I did enjoy the Denzel story this week. So here we go.
Yeah.
Gold star's going to Bianca and Denzel. Who would you give your gold star to? Let us know in the comment section below. Final part of the podcast, as usual, ladies and gentlemen, is comments from you lovely people. So we shall start this week's comment section with the caption competition. We posted this picture online. As you can see, for audio listeners, this is Reese in his rabbit costume. And I wanted to know your best caption for that. The favourites were Westy has said Reese was hopping mad when he learned Easter wasn't for another few weeks. A Marks, which is spelled AMARXC, says not the kind of rabbit Sonia was hoping for. Well, I like that.
Hey.
Trick7400 said, I knew we shouldn't have got the Donnie Darko cosplay on Wish. Now, as
Ooh.
usual, Ree chooses the winner for the caption contest. So, Ree, out of those three, which is your favourite?
I think I'm gonna have to actually go for Trick 7400s. I knew we shouldn't have got the Donnie Darko cosplay on Wish. Yeah.
Oh,
I used
okay
to love
then.
Donnie Darko as a teen as well, so
Oh,
yeah, I'm
see,
a bit
know your audience.
biased.
Know your audience.
Yeah,
Good trick there. Good trick. Let's see what I did there.
Literally.
Good trick.
Oh,
Good
wow.
trick,
So many
trick.
puns.
God, I'm a genius. Right, so there we are then. So well done to Trick74004 for winning this week's caption contest. Moving on to comments. Like I said, quite a few people weren't that fond of this week. It's like a lot of people didn't really like it. Have you got your first comment to read, Ree?
Yeah, well, I've got somebody who said the opposite actually from
Okay.
Instagram. Abs Fabs said, "Very moving episode tonight." This was about Monday's episode.
Monday's episode.
So informative as well. I had no idea about the ghost children. So sad and honestly terrifying to learn about this.
Yeah,
Agreed. Yeah.
I would agree with that. I think we covered it earlier, but I would just say that like that this whole thing with ghost children, I think is you've this is the thing that soaps can always do. They can sort of bring these issues to the forefront and just sort of make us aware of them. And I think that it was a very good way of sort of putting that across. But yeah, Becky L. Pickering has said, "God, Zach never changes, does he? He gets into a fight with his partner, gets drunk, and then tries to, or actually does, cheat on them. He needs to get it together." Tracy Riccio then replied and said, "I feel like Whitney is being unreasonable. She's putting her relationship in danger, her own life, and her baby in danger to save some random kid. This whole week hasn't really made sense. As Whitney's exit story, she is going to throw her whole life away and live with Bianca so she can take care of that girl. It's just nonsense." And had quite a few comments throughout the week that sort of went along that sort of vein. So,
I kind of agree with that in some respects, though. Like the fact that she was endangering herself and a baby for the sake of Brit. I get it, though, because I think context is important as well. You know, she was in a moment of, you know, she's obviously got hearing impairments as well, Brittany. And in a moment, you might react like that, to be fair, especially with Whitney's character. But then if you couple that with everything that went on that week, she is essentially putting another child before her own in some respects. Sorry if anyone's gonna, you know, hate me for saying that, but I do see that point. So yeah, it just feels a little bit, some of this does feel a bit contrived, I'm not gonna lie, but I didn't hate it, so
I didn't. It certainly didn't wind me up as much as it seems to have wound up a lot of people. There was a nice moment I thought this week when Zach went to see Peach and the tree. I thought there was quite a nice little monologue there, and like sort of like he wants to fix things, like he knows that he screwed up after trying to kiss Lauren. So you know, there's I think there was elements of the fact that Zach is a good person. He's just rubbish at this sort of thing.
Yeah, when it comes to dealing with things, yeah, like Tracy said, his reaction is run and cheat. Yeah, brilliant. Do
Effectively,
you
yeah.
think he and Lauren will be a thing? Like, is it because
Once
the
Whitney's
writing them in
gone.
is quite close, yeah.
Yeah, well, they had that moment a few weeks ago where he kind of walked in half naked and Lauren was clearly
Yeah.
impressed. So I wouldn't
Yeah.
be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. But then maybe that's going to be a bit of a bone of contention between Lauren and Penny moving forwards. Because if Penny clearly fancies Zach and Lauren fancies Zach, then, you know,
Would
that's
Lauren
open for
go
war.
there, considering that her best mate's just had a kid with him? But you know.
Probably. Probably, let's be fair.
If they're
And
not
then
actually together.
other thing though, somebody did mention to me, and I forgot to mention it earlier with the Denzel stuff. That might be another way for Zach to be involved in a storyline because obviously Zach's got a history with
Oh
steroids.
yeah, of course.
So
Yeah, and you'd think if he was around Denzel, he might notice the signs, actually. Yeah, definitely.
that might be interesting to sort of see play out, but. Yeah, let's we'll have to see what happens. If you would like to get in touch with us with any comments or questions or get involved with the caption contest, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. Please, please, please like and subscribe on our YouTube channel, Albert Square After Dark, and find us on all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to do so, you can buy us a coffee by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can. And I would
But
say,
it may
please.
get spent, sorry, on espresso martinis this weekend.
For your
Not gonna
birthday. You
lie.
cannot use the Buy Me a Coffee funds on your drink
Oh,
for your birthday, Ray.
come on,
No.
Rob.
No. You can't do that. It's not called Buy Me an Espresso
Yeah,
Martini, is it?
it's got coffee in it.
It's got coffee in it. Right, yeah, fair play. It's got a coffee in it. But as we said, please, please subscribe. We are so close to 1,000 on YouTube. Like, if you just click the subscribe button, if you're not subscribed already, then we can get to 1,000 and then we can get bigger and better and boom, take over the universe.
Even if you're listening to us on Spotify or somewhere else, just like and subscribe on YouTube. Just go on and do it and then go back to Spotify or whatever if you don't want to see us faces. It's fine. We'll not take it personally, will we, Rob?
No, we won't. We will, but we won't. We won't. We won't. We promise. Right, that's it for another week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. Happy birthday, Ree. I hope you have a lovely day and a nice weekend. And I hope you enjoy your mug.
I shall. I'm really looking forward to drinking my teas in it. Like, genuinely.
Good, 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 good. Tea's on the house. There we are.
That's the only problem. My other arse going to be going, why do you keep cackling every time you're drinking out of that mug?
That's what we're going to do. You're going to cackle every time that you use it.
Quite right. Help it. Now I can see it.
There you go. You've got a cackling cup. Cackling cup. All right. Thank you very much for watching and listening, ladies and gentlemen. Until next week, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.